From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. The prose of award-winning author Octavia Butler creates such vivid pictures in the mind that the reader feels as if they've been whisked right into the middle of the story. Butler is considered by many to be the preeminent African-American science fiction fantasy writer. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the publication of her landmark book, Kindred. Recently, she spoke with our reporter Allison Keyes about her work and the story of Kindred, which forces readers to examine their attitudes about race, slavery, and devotion to family.
This story about this African-American woman married to a white man that keeps getting sucked back into time to save her white slave-owning ancestor has always blown me away. How did you come up with that concept?
It's something that I got an idea for when I was in college. A friend who, he was kind of our historian because he knew so much about black history, said something that I thought indicated that he didn't know as much as I had believed. He said, "I wish I could kill all these old people who have, old black people who've held us back for so long, but I can't because I'd have to start with my own parents."
Oh my goodness.
And I thought, well, gee, he knows a lot of facts and figures, but he doesn't really understand or feel the realities of history. And I wanted to write something that would enable people, not just him, but anybody, to feel this particular bit of history. And I wound up writing Kindred many years later after I'd learned to write a novel.
You are a science fiction writer, but is Kindred a science fiction story?
Kindred is not science fiction. The only reason I'm called a science fiction writer is because that's the reputation I got early on. It's like people have to have a label for you or they're just not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tried to sell Kindred, that really gave me trouble because nobody wanted to buy it. I had about 15 rejections, fortunately with an agent, so that it didn't take 15 or more years, which it could have, I suppose, if I had not had an agent. But people kept rejecting it because they said, well, gee, we like this, it's well written, but we don't know what it is. What they were really saying was, we don't know how to sell it.
Among the many themes you deal with in this novel are interracial relationships, both in the past and in the present, or 1976, I guess, and the importance of preserving family heritage. What made you want to deal with both of those issues, and do you view them differently than you did when you wrote the book?
I didn't really set out to deal with issues. I set out to make people feel history.
Mm-hmm.
And the story grew from that. So, I mean, I never set out to deal with issues. I set out to tell a story about something or other. For instance, with my book, Parable of the Sower, and its sequel, Parable of the Talents,
yeah.
I want to talk about what's going to happen if we keep doing what we've been doing. If we keep recklessly endangering the environment, if we keep paying no attention to economic realities, if we keep paying no attention to educational needs,
mm-hmm.
if we keep doing a lot of the things that are hurting us now. And that's what I wound up writing about. And everything else just kind of fell into place.
I have read many critics that seem to feel that if you are a black fantasy science fiction writer, you must deal with race issues. Are you obligated? Do you feel obligated at all to do that in your work?
I don't feel obligated to do anything that doesn't seem to me to help the story. And I haven't really run into anybody like that since the 60s. So if they're still around, I've happily avoided them. Back in the 60s, I know I had friends who said, you shouldn't be writing that. That's nonsense. You should be doing something to help the struggle. And I listened and I wondered what they had in mind. But meanwhile, you know, I have to do the thing that it's important for me to do. I'm basically a storyteller, and I have things that seem important to me. I mentioned the emotional reality of history.
Yes.
I mentioned the news items that we seem to be ignoring so completely.
The degradation of society mm-hmm. continuing.
Mm-hmm. These are the things that reach me, and whatever else happens, happens.
Do you think that people in this country are doing any better with interracial relationships than they were then?
I think they are. There are people who would argue with me about that, but I think they are. mainly because I can remember what it was like back when I was in college, for instance, or even when Kindred was written. I think, however, that it's not exactly progress because it can be snatched away so quickly. All sorts of social changes can be snatched away quickly. I remember I was traveling and talking about Parable of the Talents, I believe, and I ran into a young woman in, I think, Chicago, who told me that she had come from the former Yugoslavia, and her parents had immigrated because one was Muslim and one was Christian.
Wow.
Now, those people lived together for a long time, and here was a case where a couple of them fell in love and got married and produced a family. But all of a sudden, everything changed, and they had to run for it. So I don't have a lot of faith in the changes. I'm glad to see them. I just don't mistake them for permanent.
The character of Dana really fascinated me. How much of yourself is there?
A lot of personal history. I used to work at all those jobs that she had, for instance. I was the struggling writer who worked out of what we called the slave market, but of course it was just a temporary agency, a blue-collar temporary agency. And I found that I preferred blue-collar work because with white-collar work, you had to pretend you were enjoying it. And I wasn't. And I was getting up at around 2 in the morning to do my writing, so I figured if I'm already tired and I come in crabby, I might as well be with a lot of other crabby people who are not having fun either. So I used to go with work with this agency, and I did a lot of warehouse work and cleaning and factory work, food preparation. All tiresome stuff, but things that people need done.
So, what are you working on now?
I'm working on a vampire story.
Really?
Yeah.
A vampire story with black people?
Well, I thought about it, and I thought, what do vampires really need? And I tried that on a few people, and they said, blood. And I said, no, you know, they need something else that they can't have. And finally somebody got it. Well, gee, they, you know, walk during the day. And I said, and if vampires were a separate species and they were into genetic engineering, what would they engineer for? And that to be able to walk during the day. And what would they need in order to be able to do that?
Well, if you read Anne Rice, they would need the blood of extremely strong vampires.
Well, I figured melanin might help.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
So that's why my story is from the point of view of the first black female vampire.
From Egypt?
No, she's from Seattle.
Award-winning writer Octavia Butler is author of the novel Kindred, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. She joined us from NPR's New York Bureau. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.